Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 7th of October and as ever here are three ideas to help you improve your competitiveness in around 3 minutes. And let's get cracking with idea one, and it's to do something about this. Being easy to buy from is a fundamental ingredient of 3D characteristic 3, creating delight in devoted customers, and it's clear that many businesses still don't get it. And one such business apparently is Marks & Spencer's, who've been shown having a high effort score in research highlighted in Marketing Week recently. The customer effort score rates businesses on how easy they are to buy from, and the report highlighted that Iceland and Morrisons had the lowest effort scores, whereas Marks & Spencer had the highest. And it's quite interesting because although 58% of consumers say that Marks & Spencer stores are clean and tidy, better than anybody else, only 17% say it doesn't take any longer than necessary to get what I need, and only 24% said that it's easy to find my way around the store. And these ratings are lower than any other supermarket. Interestingly, M&S rates very highly when it comes to the quality of the products and the freshness. And one of the things it's worth pointing out, however fresh it might be very high quality. If you can't find it, you can't buy it, and that's a problem. Now, if they'd listened to their customers, they would have discovered this some time ago. My mum, a traditional Marks & Spencer's customer for over 40-plus years, has been telling me this for ages, and her friends say the same. And what we're going to get across here is this whole idea of being easy to buy from and deal with. That should be a focus for all business. No matter how good the quality of your products and services are, can customers access them? Can they access the service you're actually providing? And one of the things we suggest businesses do is stand in your own queues. What do you like, actually, when it comes to dealing with customers? So go on, ring up your own business, go on your own website, listen to your own answer machine message. What do you like to do business with? Identify the blockages and do something about them. And idea two is about this, and this idea builds on what we've just been talking about, actually. Some research recently highlights that 54% of people actually say that getting an automated response is something that really irritates or annoys them, not being able to interact with a real person and not getting a quick response. In other words, what we're seeing again, whether it's retail, whether it's actually on the phone, this whole idea of actually meeting customers' needs and being responsive is key. Customers were asked, what are the things that irritate or annoy you about dealing with customer service, call centres and things like that? Top of the list, premium rate numbers, getting cut off mid-call, being left on hold, and automated telephone services were in the top five frustrations of UK customers. And I guess the key thing for me, again, is this whole idea that sort of says, are your people equipped with the right knowledge and skills to actually have conversations with customers? What are you doing to create dialogue, not diatribes, with your customers? Work on this and start creating some conversations with your customers. And idea three is to do something about this. Are you linking in? Are you maximising the potential of LinkedIn? Quite interesting, some statistics came across recently that actually says that, total number of LinkedIn users is now 238 million people. And there are actually 1.5 million LinkedIn groups. Well, there's 1.5 million and one now. We've actually created a Thinking in 3D LinkedIn group where you can actually debate, discuss and discover some of the things we're going to talk about on these podcasts. So we'd love you to sign up. You'll see a link on andyhanselman.com. Please join in. Let's carry on the discussion and let's share each other's ideas. Have a great week now. Bye.